I think there are a number of lessons, but one of the main lessons would be related to child poverty. Every country, every nation should do everything they can to reduce the number of children living in poverty.
What did you find about child poverty and how that can affect children? It sounded like the first 2 years of life are crucial.
Absolutely. Actually, we looked at when is poverty the most sort of biggest risk factor, which years are the worst years to be living in poverty. And we found out that actually the first 2 years are basically all of our indicators of well-being. We can look at the use of social assistance among the youth, mental health problems, criminality, lack of education, just about anything we look at, poverty is one of the main determinants.
Now, Finland is known for having excellent public schools, good social services, and yet poverty, it sounds like from what you're saying, continues to be a factor as children grow, and it's something that you're seeing passed from generation to generation. So what do you do to break those cycles?
That's an excellent question. Our main message is that when parents are dealing with problems, when they have problems that are related to financial issues, mental health, whatever, these adult services should consider the children, that these parents actually have children, and it's better to deal with the life of that child and make sure that that life continues running as smoothly as possible at that point rather than wait for the problems to appear later on.
Looking at the big picture, what does this data tell you overall about the well-being of young adults in Finland? Because these children are now approaching 30 today.
Yes, well, it tells us that most people are doing fine. Most of the kids are getting good education. They're integrating into the society. But those who have problems have more than one problem. So one of the biggest indicators for later problems when we look at children's own lives is the educational attainment. So children who have only received basic education, only 16 years of schooling, they're the ones who then end up with other problems, and problems intertwine.
I noticed that approximately a fifth of the children who were in this study were either prescribed drugs for psychiatric illness or sought care for psychiatric concerns. Is that a number that surprised you?
It did. I think it surprised all of us. And it's actually one of the numbers that has received the most attention in the Finnish public discourse. People were really surprised. But you have to remember sometimes that a large number is not always a bad thing. It can also tell you that people are receiving care for problems that we know are there.
Tiina Ristikari, we often see comparisons, particularly in education, to Finland, and a fair amount of concern that U.S. schools in general don't measure up well to test scores, for example, that Finnish children achieve. In your view, is it fair to compare the U.S. overall, or even Rhode Island specifically, to Finland, a country that has much less diversity, lower poverty rates, and some generous social services like near universal daycare and preschool and healthcare?
That's a very good question. And of course, when we do comparative social policy research, we look for cases that are most alike, and it's a lot easier for researchers to say something in those kinds of setups. But I think there are things that you can learn. There are ways that you can stop stratifying your schools. You can make sure that students are not coming in one school from a very poor area and in another school from a very wealthy area. I mean, the funding of schools.
You graduated from Rhode Island College. You got your bachelor's degree there. So turning the tables a little bit, what would you say Finland could learn from Rhode Island?
What I talk a lot about is the diversity, how to deal with intergroup relations. I mean, there's such a wealth of research and experience in how to deal with diversity. And we are just coming to that in Finland, where it is getting more migrants, and every year there are more people coming from other countries.
Tiina Ristikari is a researcher in the Children, Adolescents, and Families Unit of Finland's National Institute for Health and Welfare. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.